This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with a show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Look at you with your Michigan gear on. You're more fired up for Big Ten Media Week than I am.
No, not really. I it would have been cooler. Talk to. Keep in mind, there's a lot of coaches that were on staffs on teams I played with.
Oh, I would just think you'd want to go just to Peacock. That would just be it. But also, it is in Indianapolis.
Yeah. So. But keep in mind, let's see, Kurt Ferentz.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to speak to Shamar Moore.
Well, you're going to be there talking to him. I'm just not going to be there talking to him. I'll get him on. I'll be like, hey, I know Leroy. And I'll get him over to the table.
Ask Kurt Ferentz.
All right.
So we can catch up. Shamar Moore, I think it's
about this.
He's the first black coach to ever coach at Ohio State or Michigan.
Really?
Ever.
Hmm.
Like it just kind of
crazy.
Right. Exactly. They've had black athletic directors, but not coaches.
Well, I mean, the world was shook this weekend, where you had an unexpected step down, and that of course is Shaq Barrett. Stepping down from the Miami Dolphins in the week of training camp. Was not expecting that. What do we do?
What do we do?
Chop Robinson. You're no swimmies, buddy. Right into the deep end.
Nah.
Let me tell
you know what
something.
This is? This is like when you break up with your girlfriend and then, you know, for like 3 months because her birthday is about to come and then you get back with her. Get back Emmanuel Agba.
I didn't even know. I was like, oh, everybody was saying to Emmanuel Agba. I'm like, nobody picked him up?
Nobody picked him up.
He was just sitting here.
Or he waited.
Or, yeah, maybe he waited. I don't know.
Like, it gets to a certain period of time where you wait.
Yeah, they're apparently working him out today and Yannick Ngakoue. So.
I saw some tryouts last night.
Oh, yeah? Leroy was so bad, dude. Like,
hey,
you guys think it's bad, like having.
I was showing the
text. No. Don't say the text. I don't want you to spoil the show. But like,
so here last night, because I got excited at the end of the show last week. They were saying, as long as you have Targaryen blood, you can ride a dragon. So they were going down, you know, the list. It's just a little piece of blood because we got dragons. We don't have riders.
It turns out,
I'm like, dragon tryouts, it's like dragon hard knocks, right?
The dragon combine.
I go, I'm in, right?
Dragon
first
combine.
Day of the dragon, the first day of the draft, a dragon.
But he's texting this like live as it's happening. And by the way, I'm not watching, Vlad. Like he's spoiling it.
Oh, he's spoiling it.
Because I was watching the Love Island finale.
Hey, and so then I said, first round bust. He got it.
Oh, somebody.
Yeah. As soon as he sent Dragon Hard Knocks, I took my phone, I tossed it to the back of the room because I knew he was going to be on with his comments.
You're upset that Leroy had some silly sauce?
No, I'm not upset. Well, I'm upset because he's like, he thinks I'm watching House of the Dragon exactly when he is. My plan was to watch it after the Love Island finale, which, by the way, they dragged out. I mean, that did not have to be 2 hours. We all knew it was going to be Odell's brother who won. But, which, by the way, congratulations to Cordell Beckham and Serena for winning Love Island 2024.
Oh, really?
But,
wait, that was Odell's brother?
Yeah, he made an appearance on the second to last episode.
Wow, the Beckham's had a big weekend this year.
Beckham's had a big week, yeah. He Skyped in. I guess nobody Skypes anymore. He Zoomed in to meet. And he's like, you guys are coming to a Dolphins game. He even shouted out the Dolphins.
Oh, gave the Dolphins
a
shout out?
Gave the Dolphins a shout out.
Nice.
So, but like Leroy's texting. And I'm like, this damn Love Island finale just won't end.
Hey, dude.
You were excited.
And Tobin said the perfect thing. Whenever somebody is too enthusiastic about doing something serious, it never goes well.
Nah.
Because everybody around this dude is like all nervous, right? And he's like, it would be my honor.
Oh, yeah. He was too fraught. He was too excited.
He was way too excited, too much, right?
When you're too gung-ho about a situation.
Dude, the dragon's head was big as this room.
Jeez.
And he started inching up. Bro, look.
I like how Jay figures.
And look, everybody else got sticks. Everybody else got sticks, and they're saying, calm down in Targaryen.
Heal!
Yeah, heal! Right, he's like this. And he's saying a little saying.
That dragon had a cool name, too, right? Because was it like Smoke Rider or something like that? Sea Smoke. Yeah, because they usually have weird names Rumpelstiltskin or something like that.
But so then, right, all the people around him got sticks. And he just walking up to the dragon. He's like saying all the stuff. And the other people's like, hey, they looking around like, they backing up with the sticks. And the dragon walked up. They got about this far away. And then you could just see the fire.
That's something. Oh, by the way, I got to say, J-Fig, which, by the way, thanks for saying welcome back. Second of all, she's in the chat. All right, she's not here, which means we'll see her today at like 12:45. And she's like, don't say the winner of Love Island. I've literally been spoiling Love Island every day on this show since I've been on the show, since the season's been going on. I've given you every detail. Every detail, J-Fig. And you want me to not say who the winner is? Which, by the way, most obvious winner, because the only couple that worked out besides Aaron and Kayla, those idiots, they finally gave the heave-ho to. Thank God. Sick of her crying. Take Aaron back, idiot. Anyway, headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
No trucks.
Yeah, so Dolphins training camp does open up this week.
Yep.
We got some reporting going on for the vets.
There's only one thing anybody cares about.
Tua's contract.
So.
Which I don't think is coming.
It's not.
You don't?
I don't.
Nah, I don't.
Listen.
I don't.
It gets done tomorrow night. I think.
Nobody waits this long.
Wednesday? That's something. Come on, man.
Here.
You can't go into camp.
My question is this. If you've waited this long, there is no difference in today or last week. So if it didn't get done last week, why would you have everybody in camp and have this still, you know?
The only thing that gets it done, honestly, is if it's close or they're negotiating, is Mike McDaniel really going to them and saying, get this over the line. I don't want this to be a thing.
Yeah, there's no way McDaniel's going to want to have this.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he does that. I don't know. I don't know what his...
I think he's having conversations. Like, see, and I think a lot of the brass in Dolphins camp have the same problem with Tua that a lot of people have, and they don't realize that, you know, what he does that separates him from other quarterbacks. Like, the fact that he eats in the middle of the field is crazy. The fact that he gets rid of the ball so quick is crazy. The fact that he's that accurate is crazy, right? But for some reason, with a quarterback that does all of these things,
mm-hmm.
we only concentrate on the other stuff, right? Like, oh, haven't won a playoff game in 4 years. Now they tacked those first 2 years on him, which is a joke.
Right.
Right? And so you can go into any situation and find reasons to do things, and you can find reasons why you shouldn't do things. Right now, the Dolphins brass and whoever's deciding to pay him is going the other way, because every other quarterback that also hasn't had any type of success, right? Their team is throwing the Brinks truck at them and saying, that's our guy.
Sure.
Right? Like, come on, think about this. They paid Daniel Jones 2 years ago $40 million.
Well, you know what? I was actually watching. I'm going to be tell you a little surprise.
Oh, I saw snippets of it. Man, they really go up.
I got to tell you, off-season Hard Knocks.
Joe Schein.
Really good.
Hey.
Really that, good. I watched the first
GM
couple episodes.
Got a potty mouth.
Let me tell you about that GM.
He got a potty mouth.
I don't
right?
trust him.
That dude
in the hey. Saquon thing was like, he goes, so you come back, right? And Saquon just gives him the biggest damage he's done. He goes, I told you what I wanted. And then that was basically like, he thought that was a yes. And I was like, oh, that's Saquon saying, see ya, when they let him hit free agency.
Right.
Because the guy's like, all right, we're going to let you hit free agency, but you're going to come back, right? Because he knows the owner really wants Saquon Barkley, doesn't want to lose him. Ends up losing to the Eagles. Idiot.
Especially, they wanted to, and that's the other thing, they wanted to know so bad if he was who he was going to, and if
right.
it was a rival.
Yep.
Like, that was going to hurt. He knows that was going to hurt.
And he, I could hear it immediately in Saquon's tone when he's on the phone with him. He goes, GM goes, so you'll circle back, right? He goes, it was just damage is done, my friend. He goes, I told you what I wanted.
Right.
Click.
But that's again, like, now he, and I promise you, the story he's telling the owner who really wanted Saquon is not that conversation right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's the thing, is like the next episode, which is where I left off, but it was like, I'm sure this ends up being the episode that he leaves, but you could hear the owner's like, he's like, don't worry, they say they're going to circle back, sir. They're going to circle back. I'm like, what? That's
that
not what I
not
took.
What, dang, wait, is there, it, I'm telling you what. That guy, like,
who?
Because once they find out that was not accurate, and they played a conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, come here. Come here.
What about when Saquon?
That's not what circling back. He never said he was circling back.
What happens when Saquon runs for 450 yards in two games?
That's going to be bad.
Against the Giants.
That's gonna
and you got Daniel Jones.
And then you got Daniel
because,
Jones.
But here's the thing, and I'll circle this back to Tua a little bit, right? Saquon Barkley, right? Forget that he plays running back. And forget all of the nonsense that they tried to say on why not to pay him. Remember that? I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you have to understand. You just paid a quarterback $40 million, and the only guy who's going to help you save that is Saquon Barkley. That's it.
I know.
And I would say the same thing about Tua. Okay, if you don't like Tua, that's fine, right? If you don't think he's the guy, that's fine. But look at this offense. Look at how it operates. And tell me, who else could you put into a spot to do and have the success that he's had
right now?
Because all these quarterbacks play differently.
Mm-hmm.
All these quarterbacks like to pat the ball. Nobody gets rid of the ball like that. So if you bring somebody else in, now you know what's going to happen. We're going to look at the offensive line and go, oh my goodness, they're not protecting the quarterback.
Sure.
But you had a quarterback that worked in that. That got rid of the ball quickly,
but nothing,
and they didn't have to.
But nothing is going to change in this unless there's two things. It's either going to it has to come from the pressure of the coach, because that's his system and that's the guy that he wants, or Tua's got to hold out. Like, that's it. Like, there's nothing. As soon as Tua practices his first practice with the Miami Dolphins, the Dolphins' pressure's off. Like, it doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
Like, once he's in, and I really don't think Tua would do it, but once he's in camp and once he's practicing, all that's left is just press conferences. That's it. And then Tua's going to do this. He'll address right. it once, and then be like, I want to move on to the season. Because that's what always happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's what always happens.
Right.
And that's, I think, what the Dolphins are betting on as far as, like, Chris Greer, Stephen Ross. That's what they're all betting on, is because Tua is usually the good soldier. He usually is the guy who's kept it up good PC.
Here's what happens. And I learned this the hard way too. Right? The teams take care of the loudmouth, but the company guy they run over.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because look at Christian Wilkins, team guy, toed the line, and all that. He's no longer here. Now you look at Tua, team guy, it'll get taken care of. I'm not worried about it. Blah, 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 blah. Hasn't gotten taken care of. But if you look in the past, all the guys that made a stink, right, got their money.
Usually. So, yeah.
Dear NFL, make up your damn mind. Because all the guys who are considered malcontents, loud mouths, squeaky wheels, all those guys you take care of, and the guys who toe the company line, you dismiss.
Well, we'll take a break here on the program. Lots to get to here on a Monday. Lots of silly sauce to dive into. We got a championship game tonight, too.
Stop.
Why?
Stop.
Stop hey. What?
Stop.
Why?
I don't want... Listen, I'm going to tell you this right now, and I've been waiting to talk to you. I'm so happy I worked this.
That's fine.
Because you're not going to do this. Because if it was any other team...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You would rip them.
If it was like
if other teams could have the greatest talent assembled in the summer, maybe that's one thing.
Stop it. Tobin.
What?
Don't do it because...
Leroy.
I will side with Leroy on this.
You can decide how you want. We will, but we are going to die. It's a championship night.
Oh, my God.
All right, we are riding high off of a Stanley Cup championship.
I'm telling you right now.
And tonight is the biggest Summer League title game.
I'm telling you right now. And our first day doing the show together in a while, I will fight you.
Why?
Over breaking down.
Why?
Summer League championship.
I swear. I swear if you do this.
Are you bleeping kidding me?
I'm going to lose all respect for you.
We had a breakout game from Pella Larson yesterday.
Pella. If you told me Pella Larson was a hot bikini model walking down the street.
He kind of sounds like a hot bikini model. He's got that Swedish, you know, some great hair, you know.
But Pella, I never knew Pella was a guy named.
Well, it's also, it's Reed's Pelé, which is weird, too.
What?
Like, no one's going to say his name right. It's P-E-L-L-E, but it's Pella.
And you don't even use the first part. Reed's.
Hmm?
Reed's? Oh, it Reed's.
Yeah, it.
I thought you were saying his name.
You're right.
I thought it was Reed's Pella, and they used the middle name. I don't know about this. Like, you.
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. It is good to be back from vacation. Vlad is in the next few days.
Sounds like you vacationed your ass off.
I had a great time, man. I had a great time.
Did you go swimming with some fish?
There wasn't as many as I thought. Now, one lady did freak me out. She said she saw a shark the first day we got there. Went to DR, me and the wife, and I didn't see
any.
Nice. Yeah, it was a great time, man. I mean, like, obviously, my wife, what a hell of a year she's had. You know, my wife kicked cancer's ass, and to see her, like, have that much fun, getting to just, you know, relax, you know, enjoy basking in a nice vacation like that was really, really fun. But, dude, there was a weird thing there where, like, the first couple days in the DR, man, weather couldn't have been more perfect. Island breeze, not humid. And then the next 2 days?
Rain?
No. Just, like, more humid than it even is here. And something was going on with our hotel room, Vlad, where, like, the humidity couldn't leave the room, and it was like the AC.
Oh, it was,
it was like moisture
yeah,
in
like
the room.
Condensation, right? Yeah.
And so, I don't know. Like, there was one day I just got this just thing in the throat. And, you know, everybody, you get sick on a vacation, you're in, you're out. But I feel fine now. It's just, it's like that post-sick remnants after, like, 24 hours. But I was, we had the best time, dude. Best time. Not too many fish, though. Not like Peanut Island.
Did you go snorkeling or anything?
Just like my own little like bootleg,
Tobin's
threw
dead.
threw my goggles on and just kind of like perused around the perimeter. I went, the only place I found it was under the pavilion, like that kind of, they turned that into a little coral reef, those fish, but they weren't that pretty.
Leroy, Tobin's tanned.
Mm-hmm. I was, oh dude, I was in the sun like crazy. I gotta tell you one thing though, we did this like jungle theme park place, mm-hmm. and oh my god, too much walking.
Oh,
walking,
dude. I mean, we walked through some caves with some bats. And that was a terrible idea.
And I think, like, you find that fun?
I didn't know what I was in for. I thought it was going to be fun.
It's not it's not an intangible thing. It's a couple thing. Was that a wife suggested idea?
It was co-decision. I was into it because there was a couple things we wanted to do. Like, you could do some cave swimming in there too. Not the bat one. But there was multiple caves. And that was really great because it was very refreshing. Cold water after like walking through this damn jungle. But we went through the one where there was bats and you could just hear the bats. They were just... And then my tour guide, first of all, he just, you know, very good English for his second language.
Well, you know they're not all from there, are they?
No, he was from there. He was from DR. But he was, but he just kept humming through the caves. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. I'm like, that's not helping right now with all the bats. He goes, all right, everybody, who wants to see a spider?
Hey,
and you know, and listen, we know J-Fig, she hates spiders. I don't mind spiders that much, but I know if he's very giddy about
it. Then it's about the size of your hand.
And you could just see, the start of the, I'm like, no.
It was a huge spider?
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's not like the little spiders you
wingspan,
find.
Wingspan, dude.
He had a wingspan. It's not like the spiders I find in my pool.
No.
Oh, but I hate sometimes I get a big spider,
mm-hmm.
and you smash them, and then a whole bunch of baby spiders come out. Yeah. But that still don't bother me. But I don't even think I would have been scared by the big spider.
Caves are creepy, dude.
Caves are creepy. I'm not a cave guy. I'm not, nope. Like, you know what? You know why it's in the cave? I live out here, and whatever y'all got going on in this cave, I don't care.
Yeah, I was not about.
So now you're done with that, right?
Yeah, I was done with that. But it was a great. It was
somebody
a great
said cave spiders. They have like claws at the end of their.
Well, yeah, and the other thing is
How they got to climb up and down.
This guy had the lone flashlight.
Wait! Hold up. So how many people were in there with the tour guide?
It was me and my wife. There was a family of four, another couple, and then there was like a seven group, camp
so
or something like that.
Say 20 people.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're telling me that how many black people?
Two.
Right. Okay.
Besides the guide, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And you're telling me that all 20 of y'all went into a dark cave.
Mm-hmm.
With only one person having a flashlight?
He didn't make it seem like a
You're
big deal.
You're asking for it!
I know! I didn't know how deep the cave was going to be!
Hey, I got a checklist before I go anywhere into a dark place with a tour guide. I was like,
in
hey,
a country that I, wait, in an island that I'm not very familiar with.
I was expecting a miner hat, yes.
Yes!
And they did not give me that.
So, first of all, you're walking in the dark.
A miner hat.
This dude is whistling horror songs, and he got one flashlight. One flashlight.
But I bet he lost that flashlight.
You know what?
I don't know.
You know what's funny? That's how intangibles get their heads chopped off in horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's curiosity. The beginning of a horror movie.
Curiosity always gets you.
I would have been very mad. I would have been very mad if it was.
Soon as the spider starts going, the two black people out. Like, oh no, I ain't got no flashlight and I can't see what's coming.
The minute what were you in a boat?
No,
we're walking.
I mean, you're walking. Oh my god! The minute y'all started walking near the cave, we out. We
yeah,
going back the other way.
I'm start checking. Do I have a weapon?
Well, the thing,
do it, I have
this
do
was
I
the
have
thing though. Like every
do I have a light
in this little theme park jungle that they have? Everything that you have to walk to is at least like half a mile away.
And it's a jungle, bro. That means there's
I
animals.
Know.
What
are we doing?
The predators that already live there.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
See some spiders.
You want some monkey to throw monkey crap at you?
I think they keep all of them out.
No, really?
I don't know.
Out of the woods.
The bat. They saw a lot of bat signs.
bats?
Signs?
Yeah.
Of bats.
Well, and you were like, ooh, I can't wait to see the bats?
I mean, I didn't see any bats. I could just hear them.
Hey, bro.
That's worse! Okay. That's worse! Because you ain't have no light!
It's very scary.
Dude!
And then the guy just kept making jokes, the tour guide.
Did you at least have some drink with you?
You mean like water?
No.
No.
Well, clearly.
You want me to get roasty toasted on an adventure?
You won't be as scared.
That's how you die.
No.
The guy goes, he's like, now this, he's like, this cave, what are they, stalactites, stalagmites? He didn't call it that. He's like, this cave rock, you can see it has been formed into the Virgin Mary.
Wait, what?
I was like, oh. And so I look at it and I'm like, does kind of look like the Virgin Mary holding baby Jesus. And he goes, and this one is a middle finger. I was like, oh, cave has both ends.
He's got a bit. He's got a bit.
He's got a bit.
You don't guzzle booze in the jungle. I need something to get my nerves down. When you got me walking into a dark cave with no flashlight, no weapon.
Oh, my God. All right, we'll take a break. We got some NFL news that is quite interesting in the Dolphins QB conundrum, as we do have a QB holdout at an NFL training camp. Tell you about it next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Misfits Boxing is coming to the James L. Knight Center on August 10th, and we're giving you a chance to win your way in.
Is that like all the people in the
social media boxing?
Oh no!
Yeah,
okay.
These are
I would just say Misfits. I thought it was talking about the toys on the island. They just had they got a fight card coming out before Christmas time.
A lot of influencer boxing. People are very into this. So watch Jake Paul this week obliterate Mike Perry.
Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, that was one of the biggest ass-kicking Jake Paul has ever.
But my question is, are these guys not training?
They're not boxers like him. He's really a legit. I don't want to say he's a legit boxer.
He's a legit boxer in comparison to that. We've seen him take on a legit boxer, and he got outboxed.
Right.
But when you're taking on basically street brawlers is what he's doing.
Right.
And he's outweighing them by like a good 50 pounds.
Right.
I didn't realize how big this dude is.
Dude, he's juiced to the gills.
He's definitely on HGH.
Oh, yeah. You can tell. Like, he's already like balding under here. Like, he is. He's just the good, but everybody knows. But like, I don't really feel bad for Mike Perry. Like, he knows what the deal is. He knows what the deal is, and he went in there. I got to be honest with you. Lesser men probably would have gone down in that first round. He got knocked down like twice, and he had the stanky leg. Like, he was. And still was walking forward, no form, and gave Jake Paul a couple of shots that I was like, oh man, he's back in this puppy. But he has no defense, and basically was on a silver platter. Anyway. If you guys are into that, Misfits Boxing, it is coming to the James L. Knight Center. The event features the highly anticipated match between FaZe Temper and Josh Bruckner. So keep listening to our show. You guys can win your way in. I might go to that event. It should be fun. I like these types of things. I like hijinks.
Oh, hijinks.
This is definitely... Wait. Tell them about the swinging.
Vlad. We got to get into some NFL news, but Vlad. So like, yeah, one of the first thing that we did when we got to this park was we went to the cave jump, where you get to jump into some cold water, like a 10-foot jump. It was really nice.
Okay,
but on the way to the wall, everything was a hike to get to every little station, and one of the ways you had to get there was this wooden bridge in a jungle.
Uh-oh.
And it went over like a road. It was pretty high. And so we're walking, my wife, we're behind, and then all of a sudden, you know, we're walking, we're like halfway through the bridge, and then all of a sudden goes, some guy behind me is going, swingy swing. I'm like, hey, not fun.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude.
Nah, I would have, nah, he's got, see? Nah, you know what? He's got to give me 5 minutes once he crossed that bridge. He's got to give me 5 minutes.
See, that's why you can't do stuff with intangibles.
No.
Because everybody want to play.
Ridiculous, dude.
That's not how you play. You don't play with people. You're on a bridge. Don't play with people's fears.
All right, so let's get to this. NFL news. Jordan Love holding out.
Oh, really?
And wait a minute. If I may, Jordan Love has literally been playing quarterback for 12 seconds.
For 16 games. Well, no, right. 18 games.
Jordan Love,
after sitting for 4 years,
Jordan Love has informed the Packers that he will not practice until they get a deal done.
And he'll be in camp.
Their new GM has, or not their GM, their GM has announced today. He said to reporters he thinks they're close to an extension with Jordan Love, but on Saturday night, Love's representatives informed the Packers that he won't practice until something gets done. Says he understands it. Love is here and in meetings, but he will not practice.
So he's pulling a Christian Wilkins.
So
from last year.
Tua should not show up. He shouldn't even go to meetings.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if he wants to get it done, I'm sorry. Like, I know, but it has, it's not going
to
buy him.
It has to be your makeup, though.
I understand.
It has to be who you are.
But
want to get a deal done, man, you got to be the bad guy.
Leroy,
it's not going to buy him anything. Fans will turn on him.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, if Tua wants to get paid, he has to be somebody he is not. I'm telling you, I know this.
It's all right to go dark, turn to the dark side.
I know this. I understand it. And this is the doing of NFL teams. Because you say you want a company guy, but the company guy always gets ran over. It's the loudmouth. It's the malcontent. It's the putting it out there. It's the getting rid of the team on social media. For some reason, these teams accommodate these players and not the guys who are company guys. Until they fix that, everybody's going to take the path of the disgruntled, sit out, put your stuff out there, player.
But here's the thing with Tua. Do the disgruntled thing. All you got to do is get your money, which you will, and then win games. Nobody's going to remember you being disgruntled.
Yeah, nobody's going to.
I understand. Right.
So that's
right.
What I'm saying.
Ravens fan. Like, anybody could add Lamar Jackson last year.
Vlad.
What did he do last year again? Yeah.
Vlad, for real.
I know.
No,
Leroy.
They don't.
It's not in his nature. I mean, we know.
It's hard to fake it. It's hard to be somebody you're not, because the true you going to come out. Right?
But he also did say, you know, when he had his whole market is the market speech, which, you know, it was good by him because, like he's was honest and he was voicing his frustration, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he also said that it was hard for him to separate business and personal. And so if it is, then you got to do it even more so. Then you got to be about it.
You got to be about it.
But I don't think, but I'm with you. I don't think that he is, because look. I do think there is an appreciation Tua has for Mike McDaniel, because he does feel like, and he's been, you know, this whole story has been very vocalized before about, you know, the saving of his career and the confidence and all that stuff. And I do think that, yeah, Mike McDaniel gets a lot of credit for that too. But I think there's part of Tua that I don't know if he's going to pull a Jordan Love because of the affection he has for the coach. And that is going to lead to him not getting a deal. I'm telling you. If I was his agent, I'd be like, dude, we got to do the same thing. Honestly, I'd do it even more hardcore. I wouldn't even show up to meetings.
But, gentlemen, the number one position in that sport is the quarterback.
Especially on this team.
And we saw last season what happens when you don't have that guy under center. So, really, Tua and Jordan Love really got these teams, I think, boxed in. Because they don't have a adequate backup. Sorry, Mikey Blanco, and I don't know even who Green Bay's backup is. But
who is their backup?
I don't know, but nobody wants to see Mike White taking snaps in preseason. In preseason, yes, but if you start to think that
nobody wants your practices running with
him.
You know, like, you nobody wants your offense. You got new receivers, Odell Beckham Jr. You got all these new toys that you want to run. And Mike McDaniel is always talking about he wants to – you know, get these things. And look, Tua showed up to the mini camps. He showed up to everything. I don't think he's going to do it. I think he's going to be at camp. And I think that he's going to practice.
But
if I was his agent, I'd tell him not to.
I think his teammates will tell him not to. Because here's the other thing.
Everybody understands. Here's the thing about teammates. Like, they ain't going to have no ill will towards him.
You know who they should do? You know who should do it together, honestly?
What?
Him and Cheetah should do it together.
No, I don't. No,
because
go hold out.
Wait, but this is his first contract.
This is what
they're in different places.
Cheetah wants a new deal, though. He's been vocal about it.
That's what Leroy was talking about. The guy who's going to make the most noise is the one who's going to get paid. And when he's talking about that, it's the type of thing where, okay, say Tua does get paid, right? then Tyreek's going to want his contract because he's going to look at Waddle getting paid and he's going to see at two again.
He's already been on the record. He did an ESPN press tour saying, I want a new deal.
Oh, he's dropping little nuggets.
Yes, hold on. Think about this. Tua wanting to get a contract is a lot different than Tyreek wanting to get a contract, just based where they are in careers, right? So if Tyreek were to say, I'm holding out unless I get a new contract, before Tua gets his money, that's why timing is everything, then that comes across a whole different way to your teammates, right? Because you know that dude, your quarterback, hadn't gotten paid. And so that's why you got to be careful with
that. Yeah, but he has said publicly, too, that Tua should get paid and should have been paid, I believe.
Right, yes. But again, right.
Co-holdouts.
Ooh, you know what would be great? If the Dallas Cowboys and Miami Dolphins superstars just did a tandem holdout.
Yeah, like have a holdout camp.
Just have a holdout camp.
If they did a holdout camp in Dallas, I don't know what Dallas is doing. Dallas ain't paid none of their guys.
What do you think is going to happen down here if Tua and Tyreek both decided to hold out? That's not an offense that Mike McDaniel was envisioning.
With Mikey Blanco and
Waddle? Mikey Blanco and Waddle and Odell, who needs to learn the offense?
Telling you, man. Well, look. It's, again, I'm still very skeptical that Tua's going to do it. And I don't want to do one of these, you know, even showing up to the facility and being in meetings. I'm like, nah. If they're truly far apart, and that was what the latest report from ESPN this week was, not close. All right, make it close. Make them make it want to be close.
But let me ask you this. If you're management, do you really want to portray or or display this type of relationship with your players? Because you let Christian go. You drafted him. He did everything that you asked him to do.
Yeah.
And then this is your franchise quarterback that, remember, tank for two. Like, I mean, you got to factor all that in. But
you also have to factor in, Vlad, that the owner has already gone after multiple quarterbacks when he's drafted him too. Like, he snooped around Tom Brady. They got slapped for tampering with Tom Brady. They went after Deshaun Watson, or they inquired about going after Deshaun Watson before, you know, or while all the stuff was going on, and he goes to Cleveland. Like, they've already shown some shakiness of faith with Tua. This was always their plan. This was their plan A, but then very quickly became their plan B. Tua and Mike McDaniel working out was kind of their Hail Mary after getting busted with the Tom Brady thing.
But Mike McDaniel said he wanted Tua.
Yes,
and Mike McDaniel has won in his first 2 years as Tua Tagovailoa as your quarterback.
It's a tough spot for him, though, too, for Mike McDaniel, because here's how you got to think about it, right? Like, you're Mike McDaniel, and he's been very publicly appreciative of the Miami Dolphins. He doesn't have that much, you know, gravitas, you know, as great. He doesn't.
I don't know, bro.
Dude,
no,
he's made. Hold on. He's made the playoffs back-to-back years.
Okay.
That's true, but he's got a very, very expensive roster, okay? And nobody else interviewed this guy. There is going to be a professional appreciation he has for ownership there.
Isn't most of the money on defense?
What's that?
Isn't most of the money on defense?
Nah, that money's on offense now. It's fact.
Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Odell Beckham.
Austin Jackson.
Teron Armstead.
Yeah.
But either way, Leroy, my bigger point is Mike McDaniel, you're three of your coaching career. Do you really think he's got the nuts to drop on the table to Stephen Ross when you're the only team that interviewed me for a head coach? I got the head coaching job with you. Do you really think he's at the point in his career with no playoff wins yet that he's going to go up to Stephen Ross and be like, "Hey, man, I don't know."
Can I answer?
So, question. At what point, if it's about winning, can he demand the things to win?
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? Because while we're sitting here, it's amazing. Here's what we're doing now. His first 2 years as a head coach, he's made the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, when was the last time back-to-back playoffs happened in Miami? 20 years.
Jimmy. Or maybe once that?
Yeah. That's okay. 20 years. Plus. Mm-hmm. And if he were to go and say, hey, I need this to win, who are you going to believe more? Him, who first 2 years in the league has won.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why all of a sudden we acting like Mike McDaniel ain't doing nothing?
And
because it's not that easy to take over a team and go to the playoffs.
That's an interesting thing, though, because this is where it goes to with Mike McDaniel and in his trust tree and his honest tree. Does he feel like Tua is that dude? Because I think he's already shown like that he believes in him, that there's talent there. But it's a different thing because here's the gamble with that, Leroy.
Here,
if you go to ownership and you do make a stink and they do pay Tua,
and he don't,
but then you have a Daniel Jones situation. Now your job's on the line.
But you're tied in. But here's the thing to answer that:
you tied into Tua regardless,
right? Daboll knew what he was getting with Daniel Jones, and the general manager.
Listen, there's a difference in your coach saying, "I want this quarterback,"
right,
which is what happened. We think has happened with Mike McDaniel, and what happened in New York when they say, "Here is your quarterback."
Yeah, but those guys came together with the Bills. Like there's a different tie. That Chris Greer's been here for 20 plus years.
Yep.
You know, like that dude's Teflon. He's not gonna get fired.
But here's the thing. So to answer this about Greer, you said that with the ownership, they wanted Brady, they wanted Deshaun Watson, and guess what? They were lucky that they didn't have to deal with either one of that. You didn't have to deal with that guaranteed money that Deshaun Watson was gonna have, and Tom Brady, yes, he won the title with the Buccaneers, but...
But you'd be 10 times worse right now.
Right. So, therefore, sometimes the decisions you don't make are the best decisions. They got a quarterback. For 2 years under this head coach, he's been impressive. He's been impressive. He's led the league in passing yards. The offense is one of the top offenses in the league. And team players around the league have said they would love to play for the Miami Dolphins.
Right. And I think, honestly, look,
because of Mike McDaniel.
If the Dolphins can play off of, and that they really don't want to, they have their breaking point. They don't want to pay Tua Trevor Lawrence money or whatever. We could debate whether it's right or wrong, but that's their philosophy as an organization.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably betting on the QB loves the coach. The coach and the QB have a great relationship.
So they're taking advantage of a company guy towing the company line.
Taking advantage of a company guy. If that's what works out for the Dolphins, hey, we can all move on. Hey, congrats to the Dolphins for beating Tua on the negotiation. But if I was Tua's representation and I was his agent, I'd be like, dude, I'm sorry.
Can I just tell you how much I hate this, though?
You got to actually rock the boat to make this happen.
I hate this so much that you make it, we all talk about and coaches talk about when you come in. It's all about this team and playing for one another and stuff like that. And I think sometimes the organization backs you into a corner where you have to be selfish. And then they take that and twist it, right?
It will be.
And it's unfair. It's unfair that they're in this situation. Oh, boo-hoo, win a big game.
Schmeather.
Yeah. Should have done...
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Misfits Boxing is coming to the James L. Knight Center on August 10th, and we're giving you a chance to win your way in.
Is that like all the people in the
social media boxing?
Oh no,
yeah,
okay.
These are
no. I would just say Misfits. I thought it was talking about the toys on the island. They just had a. They got a fight card coming out before Christmas time.
A lot of influencer boxing. People are very into this. So watch Jake Paul this week obliterate Mike Perry.
Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, that was one of the biggest ass-kicking Jake Paul has ever.
But my question is, are these guys not training?
They're not boxers like him. He's really a legit – I don't want to say he's a legit boxer.
He's a legit boxer in comparison to that. We've seen him take on a legit boxer, and he got outboxed.
Right.
But when you're taking on basically street brawlers is what he's doing.
Right.
And he's outweighing them by like a good 50 pounds.
Right.
I didn't realize how big this dude is.
Oh, dude, he's juiced to the gills.
He's definitely on HGH.
Oh, yeah. You can tell. Like, he's already like balding under here. Like, he is – He's just the good, but everybody knows. But like, I don't really feel bad for Mike Perry. Like, he knows what the deal is. He knows what the deal is, and he went in there. I got to be honest with you. Lesser men probably would have gone down in that first round. He got knocked down like twice, and he had the stanky leg. Like, he was. And I got and like still was walking forward, no form, and gave Jake Paul a couple of shots that I was like, oh man, he's back in this puppy, but he has no defense and basically was on a silver platter. Anyway, if you guys are into that, Misfits Boxing, it is coming to the James L. Knight Center. The event features the highly anticipated match between FaZe Temper and Josh Bruckner. So keep listening to our show. You guys can win your way in. I might go to that event. Should be fun. I like these types of things. I like hijinks.
Oh, hijinks. This is definitely... like those. Wait. Tell them about the swinging.
Oh, Vlad. We got to get into some NFL news, yeah. But Vlad. So like, yeah, one of the first thing that we did when we got to this park was we went to the cave jump where you get to jump in some cold water, like a 10-foot jump. It was really nice.
Okay.
But on the way to the wall, everything was a hike to get to every little station.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways you had to get there was this wooden bridge in a jungle.
Uh-oh.
And it went over like a road. It was pretty high. And so we're walking, my wife, we're behind. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're walking, we're like halfway through the bridge. And then all of a sudden goes, some guy behind me is going, swingy swing. I'm like, hey, not fun.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude.
Nah, I would have. Nah, he's got. Nah, you know what? He's got to give me 5 minutes once he crossed that bridge. He's got to give me 5 minutes.
See, that's why you can't do stuff with intangibles.
No,
because everybody want to play.
Ridiculous, dude.
You. That's not how you play. You don't play with people. People. You're on a bridge. Don't play with people's fears.
All right. So let's get to this. NFL news. Jordan Love. Holding out.
Oh, really?
And wait a minute. If I may, Jordan Love has literally been playing quarterback for 12 seconds.
For 16 games. Well, no, right. 18 games.
Jordan Love.
After sitting for 4 years.
Jordan Love has informed the Packers that he will not practice until they get a deal done.
And he'll be in camp.
Their new GM has, or not their GM, their GM has announced today. He said to reporters he thinks they're close to an extension with Jordan Love. But on Saturday night, Love's representatives informed the Packers that he won't practice until something gets done. Says he understands it. Love is here and in meetings, but he will not practice.
So he's pulling a Christian Wilkins.
So
from last year.
Tua should not show up. He shouldn't even go to meetings.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if he wants to get it done. I'm sorry. Like I know. But it has it's not gonna
to,
buy him.
It has to be your makeup though.
I understand.
It has to be who you are.
But in order, but you got, you see.
If you want to get a deal done, man. You got to be the bad guy.
Leroy,
no.
It's not going to buy him anything. Fans will turn on him.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, if Tua wants to get paid, he has to be somebody he is not. I'm telling you, I know this.
It's all right to go dark, turn to the dark side.
I know this. I understand it. And this is the doing of NFL teams. Because you say you want a company guy, but the company guy always gets ran over. It's the loudmouth. It's the malcontent. It's the putting it out there. It's the getting rid of the team on social media. For some reason, these teams accommodate these players and not the guys who are company guys.
Well,
until they fix that, everybody's going to take the path of the disgruntled sit out, put your stuff out there, player.
But here's the thing with Tua. Do the disgruntled thing. All you got to do is get your money, which you will, and then win games. Nobody's going to remember you being disgruntled.
Yeah, nobody's going to.
I understand. Right.
So that's
right.
What I'm saying.
Ravens fan. Like, anybody could add Lamar Jackson last year.
Vlad.
What did he do last year again? Yeah.
Vlad, for real.
I know.
No,
Leroy.
They don't.
It's not in his nature. I mean, we know.
It's hard. To fake it. It's hard to be somebody you're not, because the true you gonna come out. Right?
But he also did say, you know, when he had his whole market is the market speech, was, you know, it was good by him because like he's was honest and he was voicing his frustration, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he also said that it was hard for him to separate business and personal. And so if it is, then you got to do it even more so. Then you got to be about it.
You got to be about it.
But I'm with you. I don't think that he is, because there is. Look, I do think there is an appreciation Tua has for Mike McDaniel, because he does feel like, and he's been, you know, this whole story has been very vocalized before about, you know, the saving of his career and the confidence and all that stuff. And I do think that, yeah, Mike McDaniel gets a lot of credit for that too. But I think there's part of Tua that I don't know if he's going to pull a Jordan Love because of the affection he has for the coach. And that is going to lead to him not getting a deal. I'm telling you. If I was his agent, I'd be like, dude, we got to do the same thing. But and honestly, I'd do it even more hardcore. I wouldn't even show up to meetings.
But gentlemen, the number one position in that sport mm-hmm. is the quarterback.
Especially on this team.
And we saw last season what happens when you don't have that guy under center. So really, Tua and Jordan Love really got these teams, I think, boxed in. Because they don't have a adequate backup. Sorry, Mikey Blanco, and I don't know even who Green Bay's backup is. But
yeah, who is their backup?
I don't know, but nobody wants to see Mike White taking snaps in preseason. In preseason, yes, but if you start to think that
nobody wants your practices running with
right.
him. You know, like you nobody wants that. Your offense. You got new receivers, Odell Beckham Jr., you got all these new toys that you want to run, and Mike McDaniel is always talking about he wants to, you know, get these things. And look, Tua showed up to the mini camps. He showed up to everything. I don't think he's going to do it. I think he's going to be at camp. And I think that he's going to practice. But if I was his agent, I'd tell him not to.
I think his teammates will tell him not to. Because here's the other thing.
Everybody understands. Here's the thing about teammates. Like, they ain't going to have no ill will towards him.
You know who they should do? You know who should do it together, honestly?
What?
Him and Cheetah should do it together.
No, I don't. No,
because
go hold out.
Wait, but this is his first contract.
This is what
they're in different places.
Cheetah wants a new deal, though. He's been vocal about it.
That's what Leroy was talking about. The guy who's going to make the most noise is the one who's going to get paid. And when he's talking about that, it's the type of thing where, okay, say Tua does get paid, right? Then Tyreek's going to want his contract because he's going to look at Waddle getting paid and he's going to see at Tua again.
He's already been on the record. He did an ESPN press tour saying, I want a new deal.
Oh, he's dropping little nuggets.
Yes, hold on. Think about this. Tua wanting to get a contract is a lot different than Tyreek wanting to get a contract just based where they are in careers,
mm-hmm.
right? So if Tyreek were to say, I'm holding out unless I get a new contract – before Tua gets his money, that's why timing is everything, then that comes across a whole different way to your teammates, right? Because you know that dude, your quarterback, hadn't gotten paid.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you got to be careful.
Yeah, but he has said publicly, too, that Tua should get paid and should have been paid, I believe.
Right, yes. But again, right.
Co-holdouts.
Oh, you know what would be great? If the Dallas Cowboys and Miami Dolphins superstars just did a tandem holdout.
Yeah, like have a holdout camp.
Just have a holdout camp.
If they did a holdout camp in Dallas, I don't know what Dallas is doing. Dallas ain't paid none of their guys.
What do you think is going to happen down here if Tua and Tyreek both decided to hold out? That's not an offense that Mike McDaniel was envisioning.
With
Mikey Blanco and Waddle and Odell, who needs to learn the offense?
Telling you, man. Well, look. It's, again, I'm still very skeptical that Tua's going to do it. And I don't want to do one of these, you know, even showing up to the facility and being in meetings. I'm like, nah. If they're truly far apart, and that was what the latest report from ESPN this week was, not close. All right, make it close. Make them make it want to be close.
But let me ask you this. If you're management, do you really want to portray or or display this type of relationship with your players? Because you let Christian go. You drafted him. He did everything that you asked him to do.
Yeah.
And then this is your franchise quarterback that, remember, tank for two. Like, I mean, you got to factor all that in.
But you also have to factor in, Vlad, that the owner has already gone after multiple quarterbacks when he's drafted him too. Like, he snooped around Tom Brady. They got slapped for tampering with Tom Brady. They went after Deshaun Watson, or they inquired about going after Deshaun Watson before, you know, or while all the stuff was going on, and he goes to Cleveland. Like, they've already shown some shakiness of faith with Tua. This was always their plan. This was their plan A, but then very quickly became their plan B. Tua and Mike McDaniel working out was kind of their Hail Mary after getting busted with the Tom Brady thing.
But Mike McDaniel said he wanted Tua.
Yes.
And Mike McDaniel has won in his first 2 years as Tua Tagovailoa as your quarterback.
It's a tough spot for him, though, too, for Mike McDaniel, because here's how you got to think about it, right? Like, you're Mike McDaniel. And he's been very publicly appreciative of the Miami Dolphins. He doesn't have that much, you know, gravitas. You know, as great, he doesn't.
I don't know, bro.
Dude,
no,
he's
time
made,
out.
Hold on. He's made the playoffs back-to-back years.
Okay.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a very, very expensive roster, okay? And nobody else interviewed this guy. There is going to be a professional appreciation he has for ownership there.
Isn't most of the money on defense?
What's that?
Is most of the money
on that
defense?
Money's on offense now. It's fact.
Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Odell Beckham,
Austin Jackson,
Teron Armstead.
Yeah.
But either way, Leroy,
yeah. No, I got
my bigger point is, mm-hmm. is Mike McDaniel, you're three of your coaching career. Do you really think he's got the nuts to drop on the table to Stephen Ross when you're the only team that interviewed you're the only team that interviewed me for a head coach? I got the head coaching job with you. Do you really think he's at the point in his career with no playoff wins yet that he's going to go up to Stephen Ross and be like, hey, man, I don't know.
Can I answer
so
that?
Question. At what point, if it's about winning, can he demand the things to win?
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? Because while we're sitting here, it's amazing. Here's what we're doing now. His first 2 years as a head coach, he's made the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, when was the last time back-to-back playoffs happened in Miami? 20 years.
Jimmy, or maybe once that?
Yeah, that's okay. 20 years plus.
Mm-hmm.
And if he were to go and say, hey, I need this to win, who are you going to believe more? Him, who first 2 years in the league has won?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why all of a sudden we acting like Mike McDaniel ain't doing nothing? Because it's not that easy to take over a team and go to the playoffs.
That's an interesting thing, though, because this is where it goes to with Mike McDaniel and in his trust tree and his honest tree. Does he feel like Tua is that dude? Because I think he's already shown like
mm-hmm.
that he believes in him, that there's talent there. But it's a different thing because here's the gamble with that, Leroy.
Here,
if you go to ownership and you do make a stink, and they do pay Tua,
and he don't.
But then you have a Daniel Jones situation. Now your job's on the line.
But you're tied in. But here's the thing: to answer that,
you tied into Tua regardless,
right? Daboll knew what he was getting with Daniel Jones,
mm-hmm.
and him and the general manager.
Listen, there's a difference in your coach saying, "I want this quarterback,"
right?
Which is what happened. We think has happened mm-hmm. with Mike McDaniel, and what happened in New York when they say, here is your quarterback.
Yeah, but those guys came together with the Bills. Like there's a different tie. That Chris Greer's been here for 20 plus years.
Yep.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like that dude's Teflon. He's not going to get fired.
But here's the thing, so to answer this about Greer. You said that with the ownership, they wanted Brady, they wanted Deshaun Watson, and guess what? They were lucky that they didn't have to deal with either one of that. You didn't have to deal with that guaranteed money that Deshaun Watson was going to have. And Tom Brady, yes, he won the title with the Buccaneers, but...
But you'd be 10 times worse right now.
Right. So, therefore, sometimes the decisions you don't make are the best decisions. They got a quarterback. For 2 years under this head coach, he's been impressive. He's been impressive. He's led the league in passing yards. The offense is one of the top offenses in the league. And team players around the league have said they would love to play for the Miami Dolphins.
Right, and I think, honestly, look.
Because of Mike McDaniel.
If the Dolphins can play off of, and that they really don't want to, they have their breaking point, they don't want to pay Tua Trevor Lawrence money or whatever. We could debate whether it's right or wrong, but that's their philosophy as an organization.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably betting on the QB loves the coach. The coach and the QB have a great relationship.
So they're taking advantage of a company guy towing the company line.
They're taking advantage of a company guy. If that's what works out for the Dolphins, hey, we can all move on. Hey, congrats to the Dolphins for beating Tua on the negotiation. But if I was Tua's representation, and I was his agent, I'd be like, dude, I'm sorry.
Can but I just tell you we how got, much I hate we, this,
you got, you got to actually rock the boat to make this happen.
I hate this so much that you make it, we all talk about and coaches talk about when you come in, it's all about this team and playing for one another and stuff like that. And I think sometimes the organization backs you into a corner where you have to be selfish. And then they take that and twist it, right?
It will be.
And it's unfair. It's unfair that they're in this situation. Oh, boo-hoo, win a big game.
Shmeetha.
Yeah. He should have already done it, right? He should already have a Super Bowl, right? Right? He should already have a Super Bowl. Right? Go look around the league. Who's won a big game? There's only one big game because you just keep moving the bar. Like, look at Dak Prescott, 13-3 every year. Hell, look at Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl 17 years ago, or however long ago. He's been 13-3, 14-2, 12-4, and had better teams than he's on right now and hasn't done squat.
Not really, but
yeah. But that's a fact.
But he's
wait. That is a fact.
You know, you're right. But so, got a title.
So what? Okay. So what? So what is?
Wait, you get ring protection,
huh?
Is ring protection?
You get ring protection.
Yeah, but when how you long win a title, ago was that?
It doesn't matter. It's ring protection.
It was 13 years ago.
It's 13 years ago.
He's got ring protection.
Okay. We keep living off of that.
We'll take a quick break. Ring protection. Our holdout is next.